This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson and three large drug distributors have settled a lawsuit with about 40 states, including Colorado, and thousands of local governments over the devastating opioid epidemic. The $26 billion national deal will bring the state and local governments here about $17 million a year over the next 18 years. Democrat Phil Weiser is Colorado's attorney general.
I don't believe we can or should spend all the money right away.
The money will go toward addiction and prevention services. President Biden's pick to lead the Bureau of Land Management is closer to confirmation. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee deadlocked along party lines, but the Senate Majority Leader says he will bring Tracy Stone Manning's nomination to be director of the BLM to the floor for a vote. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper voted for Stone Manning. Democrats and Republicans spent over an hour debating her links to a 1989 tree spiking case. The next leader of the Public Lands Agency will have a say in mining and oil and gas leasing on public lands and is expected to play a lead role in climate policy. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Federal disease investigators are looking into low vaccination rates among nursing home staff in Grand Junction. The CDC says effectively protecting older people with vaccines could be in peril as the Delta variant spreads rapidly. According to the CDC, at a Colorado memory care facility, 16 fully vaccinated people were infected and 4 people died. This is CPR News.